The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, we've also been inundated with queries about the coronavirus and how it might impact workplaces. Should you have the option of working from home? Can an employer ask you not to take holidays in a particular place? And what about the NHS in England asking staff to shave their beards? Joyce Rigby-Jones is Joint Managing Director of Volt Edge HR Consultancy, and I'm also joined by Julie Galbraith, Partner and Employment Law Specialist at Eversheds Sutherland, and they've been looking at some of these issues. Joyce, first to you. Inevitably, this is a health and a human story, and a lot of people are scared, but it becomes a workplace issue, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely, and we have to be prepared for this. We've now been told that we're at high risk, and we have to all make sure that we have the proper processes in place. So for employers, it's really important now to make sure that we have a contingency plan, that we put in a policy if we can for employees, and we really communicate, because employees are very scared and nervous. We have to be able to show that there are plans in place and that we know what we're doing.
Putting those plans in place, what is a proportionate response? So, for example, you know, we've one question in, should you have the option of working from home? Should your employer offer that to you if, for example, the coronavirus, you know, as arrives or expands in Ireland and more people get it and people's fears grow?
Yes, obviously some employers are very well positioned to do this anyway, and they will have remote working policies that employees can work at home. Other employers won't be able to do this. They will be maybe in the hospitality, retail, manufacturing. It's just not a possibility. So what they need is a plan that if there is a coronavirus outbreak in their or near to them, that they have a plan of action to make sure they can mitigate the risk and the problems that will be caused, and also what to tell the employees. So, you know, if it's a case that you think you've met someone who might have it, is that good enough to not turn up to work? Well, there must be a plan that you work through, and you go to the HSE, work through their advice, and make sure that you do it in a controlled and managed manner.
Julie, I suppose people will, you know, and they are asking lots of questions. For example, we have one here where somebody says, I'm an employee, and if I go on holidays to Italy, or let's say I go to Spain, and I get sick with the coronavirus, and I'm self-isolating when I get back because I'm unwell, what are my rights there as an employee vis-a-vis my employer?
It's very difficult, and as you say, that there's probably two elements to that question. The first is someone who's now going on holidays, in particular to a country like Northern Italy, or I don't think anyone's going to go to China right now, but if it was somewhere like China or South Korea where they are at very high risk alert, I would be recommending that a conversation is had with that employee in advance of going to say, you know, this is, you're absolutely entitled to your annual leave. The Organisation of Working Time Act allows all employees to take their leave and to enjoy their holidays. But if you were putting yourself and therefore your other employees at risk, really there should be that conversation and the communication, to Joyce's point, about in advance what is best practice and where can employees go. So that's the first step. The second step is then when that person comes back, if they are either unwell or if they have some symptoms but they're not sure yet what they are, what do they do? Many employees are choosing to work from home, in particular where their business allows it. Like in Eversheds Sutherland as a law firm, it's quite easy for our employees to work from home because we have the facilities to allow employees to do that. It will be harder in other businesses. And then are those employees entitled to be paid? And that's a question that our clients are asking us a lot at the minute. Do we have to pay employees if they are in particular self-isolating? Because like every employment scenario, there's always an avenue for employees to take advantage of the scenario.
And do employers have to pay?
In some instances, yes, and in others, no. So the
depends on their employment contract.
It would, yes.
Something in law about you know having to pay somebody who's unwell X number of days. It depends on what the contract is, isn't it?
Yeah, so employees will either be unwell or they will be self-isolating, or a business may ask them to stay at home. So there's a few different scenarios. If someone is unwell, it's probably the easiest, because then, as you say, you default to your normal sick pay provision in the contract. So either the company will pay for that sick pay, or the government will, the Irish state will pay the state benefit. But if, for instance, there was an outbreak of the coronavirus in a workplace and the employer then asked all employees or all employees in that employee's team to stay at home, I would think there they do have to pay the employees because they're not unwell. They are potentially fit to attend at work and do
and
their
the
work.
The initiative to do that is coming from the employer.
Correct.
Being asked to do it. Joyce, one question in here from somebody. I work in a hotel. What happens if the hotel, for example, takes in a load of people from a country that has been badly affected, such as Italy, because the match has been cancelled? Let's say lots of Italians come along and stay in the hotel. I'm scared about that. What are my rights?
Well, as an employee, your employer has a duty of care and they have to ensure that you're working in a safe environment. In that situation, it's very difficult, isn't it? Because you've got an employer who's trying to make sure they have a business and they need to have employees supporting their guests in the hotel. I think there has to be a real review of whether these people coming in are from a risk area. If they are from a risk area, have they gone through a process? And then the employer needs to go through a similar process with the employees to say, well, have we been in contact with anyone who might be at risk? Is there a risk here to my employees? And if there is, I need to act on it. And that's the important thing. An employer must act if they feel
there is. So it's about reasonable fear or reasonable risk.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whether it's
posed. I think we've got to be getting away from the drama and the I mean, everyone's scared of this. Yes, absolutely. But we also have to be realistic. Yeah.
Here's one in for either of you want to take. Text in from Tom. A staff member wants to wear a mask in a clothes shop while serving customers. What should we do?
It's back to Joyce's point about being proportionate and reasonable. Like, at the minute, we don't have an outbreak in Ireland. So we're safe and we're in a good place right now. And if next week there is an outbreak or something else happens, then we have to reassess it. But at the moment, the HSE guidelines, the WHO guidelines are that face masks would have quite a limited impact and effect for someone who doesn't actually have the coronavirus. So
the employer says take it off.
Yeah, the employer can say take it off. It will go back to whether someone could have worn a repeal jumper during the repeal movement. It's all about proportionality and balance. And then what's that risk to the employee and the company and the safe place of work?
But I suppose we do have a confirmed case on the island, and many people would feel that it may be only a matter of time until we have others. There's another one here. If I have a child at home who is unwell through the coronavirus and I have to go and look after them, I have to stay at home to look after them, what's my employment and legal position there?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because as such, we don't know if children actually get the virus. They may be carriers, but they don't seem to get affected. But obviously, if you have a child...
Well, I think the number of fatalities among the very young has been very, very low.
Very low. If you have a child who seems to have symptoms, they're going to have to go through the HSE guideline plan. And in that situation, a parent is the only one who's going to be able to mind them. It's not like you can ask anyone else to come in. So there's a couple of issues here. And this is why I do think if a company has a policy in place for COVID-19, it will really help them work through this. So they could say, OK, perhaps this is a force majeure issue. And that is a particular law that we have that allows parents to take up to 5 days emergency minding. They could invoke that. They could take holidays. They could, employer might say, I'll pay you for a few days, or you can take unpaid leave and work it back. So you have to look at all the options.
Now, Lauren texts it in to say, please, can we remember the service industry workers who continue to cook and clean, and many don't have contracts of employment, so they can't necessarily fall back on an employee contract that's there. But Olive texted in and she wants to know, can she stay at home if she's worried because her elderly parents would catch something? So in other words, you go to your boss and you say, I don't have this thing, but somebody in the office got it, or somebody has just come back from a hotspot of an area. My parents are at home. I'm really, really worried. The impact on them could be very, very serious. I need to go home.
So the question for, I think your listener was Olive, does she intend to stay at home and work, or does she intend to stay at home and maybe because she's in the service industry or otherwise, she's not in a position to work? So it's back to the point about getting paid. The primary responsibility for employees is to attend at work and do their work. So if they don't do that, then an employer at a base level is not obliged to pay them. So all employees should remember that, I suppose, in difficult times. After that, if Olive can work from home, and to Joyce's point about having a plan in place, employers should embrace that. Yes, it's much easier. It will hopefully avoid the spread of the virus both in Ireland and in the workplace. And where that employee can work from home, they absolutely should be enabled to. If she can't work from home, but she is requesting to stay at home because she's required to care for her elderly parents, I would be saying if the employer can, consider that, look at flexible working, look at some unpaid leave to allow her to do that. And probably if they have, say, an employee assistance programme, a lot of employers do, offer that phone number out, ask the employee to give them a call and to say, you know, if you want to take this further and discuss it through counselling, please do so. This is our service.
Joyce, time for one final one. Martin has texted in and says, what if I don't want to sit next to someone who's just come back from an affected area?
Okay, so if they've come back from an affected area, they need to go through the protocol. So they'd be going through the HSE protocol. If they have come back from an affected area, I would suggest they wouldn't be in the workplace, that they would be self-isolating anyway. So I think that case will not arise.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there. Joyce Rigby-Jones and Julie Galbraith, thank you very much for joining us on the programme and taking those questions.